Today's Shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is seen in Tuf Reish Mem, and we're in the middle of Sif Ches in the Ramah. And he says as follows: We've been learning about people that are potter from the Sukkah based on principles of Teshvu, Kain, Taduru, and Mitzayer. Here, mainly, it's based on issues of Teshvu, Kain, Taduru, that a person has a heter for those reasons. Also, there's we saw also the heter of Oseg b'mitzvah, Potter min ha-mitzvah, yesterday with Shluchei Mitzvah. But again, mainly it's based on principles today of Teshu Ke'en Taduru, that you in scenarios where you would not be obligated to even be in your own house, so at that time, so you would not be obligated to be in the Sukkah as well. So we're up to the words Va'aholchim lakvarim v'tvoa chov aseyem, those people traveling to the surrounding villages to collect their debts, the Ein Lahem Sukkah Boisang Farm, do not have a Sukkah in those villages, should be Machmir Yachmiru Al Atzman Lashugu Batena B'chol Laila Chol B'Sukkah. They should be Machmir upon themselves and return home each night to eat in the Sukkah. And he says, V'yachal Gav V'yesh LaHakel, and he says, even though there's room to be Mekel, nevertheless, B'chol Makom Machmir Tavo Alav Bracha. Still, nevertheless, one who is Machmir, he, right, Tavo Alav Bracha, may Bracha come upon him. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah on this Sif Katan Mem Dalid, the Achal Gav, the Yesh LaHakel. Again, so the case here, again, is you have these people traveling to surrounding villages to collect their chovot, their debts. They don't have a sukkah in those villages. So he says you should be Machmir to go to back to your home at night. Again, they were in a city with surrounding villages. So they had the ability to go home. I don't know how long of a travel it was, but it was possible. And he says, even though you can be Mekel, still you should be if you're Machmir to all of Bracha. So this is cut and dalid, the Afal Gav Yesh LaHakel, Osolomar. This means to say, the Masha Amru, that regarding that which Chazal said, Ha'uchim Yom Chayavim Balayla, those who travel by day are Pater from the Sukkah during the day and are obligated. And Chayav Balayla, the Chayav at night, Hainu Heshu Demotzi Sukkah Boso Makom. This is referring specifically to where one finds a Sukkah in that place, Masha Ein Kain Bezeh, as opposed to here. Now, meaning that according to strict halacha, one can be Mekel and eat indoors here because, as we explained yesterday, a traveler is not obligated to build a Sukkah if there's none available. Here too, he's traveling to nearby villages in order to collect one's chobos. He's therefore considered a traveler, and since no sukkah is to be had, he is potter from sitting in a sukkah. Nevertheless, Rama writes that as he goes on, one who is machmir is blessed. And let's see Sukkatan Mem Hey. Mikomakoma machmir. Nevertheless, one who is machmir, may bracha come upon him. Now, although the Rama earlier, with regard to one who came to a non-Jewish, let's say hotel or motel or inn, did not write that it is a tavol of bracha to build a sukkah. In this case, where one is always within range of his home, there's more room to be machmir, and it's possible to simply go home to a ready-made sukkah. So it's for sure commendable to do so. That's what he says, Mishnah Berurah, b'chol zeh b'chol ech mikvar lekvar. All this is referring to one who goes from village to village. There, midina ain't tzarech lahamtin melechol rak ha-machmir. By strict letter of the law, one is not obligated to wait to eat. Just one who is machmir, one who wants to be machmir, he will wait until he returns home and eat in the sukkah by his home. Aval b'shoah, he says, b'kvar echa shosho abba yomim. However, one who stays in one village for 3 or 4 days, then chayiv midina lasosham sukkah. Then he would be chayiv to go ahead and build a sukkah there, because he's no longer is considered to be on a journey, but to have temporarily relocated to a new residence. There's no halacha that he has to be there 30 days or anything like that. So since he's relocating to a new residence, he's obligated to build a sukkah. Just like anyone who finds himself without a sukkah on sukkahs would be obligated to go ahead and build one. So you go away for a 3-day vacation, 4-day vacation, you're sleeping out. Yeah, you got to make sure that you have a sukkah. People, let's say, go camping for 3-4 days and don't see the heter there. I guess maybe there, because the idea is if you're camping, and that's like you're not going out of your house, maybe they can be some cooler, but that seems like that you would be obligated. Anyway, sif test. Now, with this sif test and yud, the Shulchan Aruch is going to be finishing up the halachas of those putter from Sukkah based on Teshu Kei Taduru. And he's going to be focusing on the tour that is offered to Shomrim, guards. And a guard, as we're going to see, is potter from Sukkah under the following two conditions. Number one is a Shomer, a guard. If in similar circumstances he would dwell outside of his home throughout the year because of the nature of his job, that's one scenario and condition for him to be potter. Right? If in similar circumstances such a Shomer would dwell outside of his home throughout the year, because of his nature of his shmira, his job as a guard. And two, if the nature of his work would preclude him from dwelling in a sukkah. Okay, meaning if he is able to stay in a sukkah and at the same time continue guarding effectively, he must do so. So he has to be where the nature of his work will preclude him from dwelling in a sukkah. So those are the two things. Number one is, it should be that if in similar circumstances, he would dwell outside of his home throughout the year because of the nature of his job, and the nature of his work would preclude him from dwelling in a sukkah. We'll see how this plays out. Additionally, another thing is that a shomer is exempt only while he's actually guarding. For example, he guards only by day, so he's obligated, he's chayiv, in sukkah at night. So, Siftest first is going to discuss people guarding a town against attack, and since these guards work in shifts, they're exempt only at the time they are working, but the rest of the time they're obligated to sukkah. And Sif Yud will discuss guards of gardens and orchards who are exempt at all times because they work both by day and by night. This is what's implied from the Mishnah Brura. We'll see this in Sif Katan Mem Vav coming up. There's other approaches here that are the Aruch HaNer. You can check it out. But we're going to be going with the Mishnah Brura's understanding here. That's what we learned, Mr. Brua, and the Ramah in Sif Yud, he will apply the exemption, the p'tur, to people who are guarding wine, as we're going to see, guarding wine being made amongst non-Jews. As you all know, wine poured by a non-Jew, and if he's Oved Avodah Zarah, he pours it as a libation for his Avodah Zarah, that's Asa Min HaTorah, such wine. But Chazal expanded the Isser to any wine belonging or having been handled by a non-Jew. This is known as Stam Yenam, and there are numerous principles governing whether or not wine is subject to such an Isser. Someone producing wine amongst non-Jews will therefore have to stand guard to ensure that the non-Jews do not touch it. Okay? Now there are certain circumstances where wine does not have to be guarded, like the wine is mevushal, it won't be usher. Okay. Obviously, in such cases, there's no tour for someone guarding such wine. So we're going to see all of this now in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Brura and Sif Tes and Sif Yud. This is a nice flowing intro into these Sifim, which should go pretty rapidly right now. Sif Tes. Shomer Ha'ir Bayom, Turim Bayom, V'chayovim B'layla. People guarding a town by day are putter from Sukkah by day and obligated at night. Shomer Ha'ir B'layla, Turim B'layla, V'chayovim Bayom. But those guarding a town at night, they're putter at night, but they're chayiv, they're obligated by day to be in the Sukkah, to eat in the Sukkah. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif Katan Mem Vav. Again, we're talking here throughout, remember, throughout Sukkah, if you eat the shear more than a kibetzah, you're chayav to eat in the sukkah. So the question is, when are you exempt? And you don't have to eat that, your meals, okay, in the sukkah during sukkahs. So that's what we're talking about here. And he says, guards, then if they guard by day, they're putter by day, and they're chayav at night. If they guard at night, then they're putter at night, and chayav by day. So for the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Mem Vav, Shomer Ha'ir. So now you're going to see that in this Mishnah Brura, he's going to be referencing Sif Yud as well. So you know what? Maybe let's also see Sif Yud, and then we'll have the whole picture here. So he says, Sif Yud, back to Shulchan Aruch, sorry. We'll get to Sif Katan Mem Vav in a second. Shomrei Ganos Upardesin, Pturim Beva Yom Beva Laila. Those guards of gardens and orchards, they're exempt and potter from Sukkah, both by day and by night. Shem Yaseh Hashom HaSukkah Yedei HaGanav Sheyesh HaShomer Makom Kavua V'yovo V'yigno V'makom Acher. So here, the Shulchan Aruch brings up the second point. Again, you know that he's chayiv by day and by night. As we said in our introduction, we'll see this in the Mishnah Brura as well, because they guard by day and night. But also, he puts in the other criteria, namely, that it's required for him to, in his Shmira, not to stay still, to move around, not to be situated in a specific place, because if the Shomer would then go ahead and build a sukkah in a particular place, the Ganav would know that the guard has a permanent place and will go and steal from another part of the garden or orchard. So once again, we see that second requirement that we mentioned in the introduction to these Sifim, that it has to be that the nature of his work, the guard, will preclude him from dwelling in the sukkah, like we see in this case. And that's why he goes on and he says, "Lefichach, look at the Shulchan Aruch. Im haya shomer kri shel tefuah sheyachal lishmor kulu mekomecha." Therefore, if he was guarding a stack of produce which is small enough that he can guard all of it from one place, chayav lasot sukkah b'makom sheshomro, he's going to be obligated to build a sukkah at the place he guards it from. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah on all of this. Sif katan memvav. Shomer ha'ir. So we said that shomer ha'ir, if they're shomer ha'ir by day, they're putter by day, chayav at night. And vice versa, if they guard at night, putter at night, and chayav by day. So look at the Mishnah Berurah. Hainu, what kind of guard is this? Shomer ha'ir. Hainu migyosais shelo yavo aleihem. We're talking here about, let's say, marauding, let's say, militias, troops or whatever, coming to maybe attack the city. And as such, these are guards. They must circle the town to guard the citizens. And they can therefore not build a sukkah in one place. However, okay, if you're talking about a case where you're not going ahead and guarding against soldiers, but guarding property to ensure that it is not stolen, who are generally constantly on guard, so they're going to have the same halacha. They're going to have the same din as those guarding gardens and orchards, which we just saw in Sif Yud. Okay, this is what the Magen Avraham says in the name of Yerushalmi. Now he's going to spell out the sayings that we said in the introduction. This is really all based on the type of guard that we're talking about. So that's what we're talking about here. It's not specifically this. You go shomrei, okay? Hachanuyos shalanu shadarchon neshmor laila. For example, those who guard our shops generally guard it only at night. They're only going to be putter at night. So what he's trying to say now is that this Magen Avraham's psak, which we quoted before, okay, that you know, this, as we said, when you're guarding mammon and you're guarding property, it has the same halachos and dinim of garden and orchards. So you shouldn't take that as a blanket rule that anyone guarding monetary assets are putter at all times, but rather, okay, it's totally based on the situation. And if you're guarding only by day or by night, that's what you're going to get putter. And he goes on, those who sit inside a store making sales, even though throughout the year the minhag is generally to eat in the store during the day, nevertheless, in sukkahs, they are chayiv to eat in the sukkah. Now, this is strange. So we're saying here that even though they are accustomed to eating outside of their home throughout the year, these people in their stores making sales, and okay, they're still obligated to eat in the sukkah. What's pshat? Because we view their stores in which they eat during the year as their homes. And therefore, on sukkahs, they have to exchange their permanent homes, as we know, for a sukkah. So therefore, they have to exchange their chanut, that they eat in their store, for a sukkah. Now, the truth is, earlier, at the beginning of this siman, we saw the Mishnah Berurah paskin that a hired worker can eat in the house where he is working and need not eat in the sukkah, because he generally eats there during the year rather than at home. So it's a little bit of a stira here, because says there that, you know, he says there, Sukkot Yud Dalet, go check it out. And he's permitted to eat there based on Teishu Kei Hadurim. So why must the storekeeper eat in the sukkah and not be allowed to eat in the store? So the Chut Shani, Yud Beis, Yud there, he says it all depends. Because if you're talking about the one who, it's his store, so then such a store is considered as if it is his second home. And therefore, his regular eating there is equivalent to living inside one's home. And therefore, he has to build a sukkah, because the kula, teishu kein taduru, applies specifically to where one would generally leave one's home. But a regular employee, he says, is considered to be leaving his home on a daily basis, and eating outside of it, he says, meikar adin, he can continue that practice on sukkah as well. That's a very important halacha. It goes on. Mishnah Brura. Afilum darim chutz le'ir v'chani yosol b'socha ir. Even going back to now, the one who is the store owner making sales in the store, says even if they live outside of the city and the stores are in the city, chayavim lasos lahem sukkah b'dei lechol b'eish yistarchu. They are obligated to make for themselves a sukkah to eat in when they need. They are unable to return home and eat in their sukkos. Okay, we will continue on now in the Ramah in Sif Yud. We already did the Shulchan Aruch of Sif Yud. Now let's look at the Ramah. He says, "V'ha'isin yayin eitzel oviv v'chavim b'sukkos turim maybe yomim v'layla." People who produce wine in the wine press of a non-Jew on sukkos, they are potter both by day and by night. Why? V'tzrichel b'shmor shal yigu oviv v'chavim, because they have to guard so the non-Jew does not touch it both by day and by night. He says, however, in a situation where the wine, like such as if it's yayin mavush, something like that, doesn't need to be guarded, then obviously they're going to be obligated to sit in the sukkah. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Mem Zayin, Va'isi Yayin V'chulu. The Mayayin Munach B'chatzer, Tzarech Lasal Sukkah B'chatzer. The wine was placed in a chatzer. The shomer has to build a sukkah in that chatzer. Yachol L'shamro Mitoch HaSukkah, Al Piya Ofanim, Amavara B'yardeya, Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph. Shulchan Aruch, there, paskins that if a Jew is living in the chatzer in which the wine is being kept, we are not concerned that the non-Jew will touch the wine, since he knows that the Jew could appear at any moment and catch him tampering with the wine. This obviously does not apply in the Ramah's case, where the wine is in a non-Jew's house, and as such, the Yid must be in the house in order to guard it. To review what we saw today, was that someone traveling to nearby villages to collect debts, it does not have a sukkah there, even though there's room to be mekel and to sleep there without a sukkah. One who is a machmir and returns home each night to sleep in the sukkah, he says, that person, Tavol of Bracha, will be blessed. If he stays in the village for 3 or 4 days, so then he's obligated to make a sukkah there. And then we saw the basic halachas of guards, shomrim, and there are really, if you think about it, there are really 3 categories. One category is where he's exempt by day and by night. Those are shomrim who work by day and by night and cannot stay in a sukkah while they work. They are potter from sukkah. Examples of this are those guarding fields and orchards, those guarding towns against thieves, those making wine at the home of a non-Jew in a situation where it needs to be guarded. And then there's a category we'll call category 2, where he's potter only by day or only by night. And those are guards who work only by day or only by night and cannot stay in the sukkah while they work. Okay? So they're going to be exempt only while they are working. Examples of this are those guarding a town from attack, those guarding stores from thieves. And finally, there's the 3rd category of guards that they are obligated in the sukkah. If they're able to sit in a sukkah without this interfering with their work, then they're obligated in sukkah. So those guarding a pile of produce, if you're guarding wine in a courtyard, okay. It's interesting, the poskim, the Sharat Siyan brings up, maybe those guarding a fortified city who need only guard the gate, perhaps, they would also be obligated in sukkah because it's only the gate. And I guess, you know, the shaila there is because even though they can sit in the sukkah in one spot, still it might demand a higher level of guarding. Although it is mashma from the Mishnah Brura earlier and the Shulchan Aruch, that it has to do with the fact that the guard was going around the whole city. So here, if he's mamish, just by the gate and the rest of the city has electric barbed wire or whatever, then l'chayre, you know, he should be obligated, but he's not 100% there to Sharatzion. And a store owner who normally eats in his store must eat in a sukkah, even if his home is out of town and his store is in town. I say specifically the store owner, because if he's just a worker there, might not be obligated, as we saw the Chutshani had said.